I am Betsy and I am playing PC.
I am Annabelle and I am playing Miss Haverly.
I am Rosina and I am playing Bessie.
I am Isaac and I'm a music guy.
I am Elliot and I'm playing Misty.
I am Lucas and I'm playing Pasco.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Pasco has stolen a shilling.
But what will happen to me now?
You can carry on with your life, okay? Thank you. Right then, Pasco, you're coming with me.
Thank God that's all over.
All you can hear is Pasco shouting that he never did it.
I never did it. I never did it.
Suddenly, the noise got louder and louder. They were coming back to the shop.
Hang on, hang on. Pasco just said that he had that shilling yesterday. All right, let's get to the bottom of this. Bessie, you say you had that you've paid for your groceries, but Pasco says that he had that shilling yesterday. Tucker, did Pasco have that shilling yesterday?
Yes, to tell you the truth, he did. We went to the Swan for a drink. Pasco had that shilling for change.
He's lying.
At the same time, PC said,
"Hold your horses!"
Everyone went silent. Bessie, Hid, Mr. Tucker, Miss Heavily, and Pasco all stared at PC.
Bessie, come out of your hiding place.
Okay, I did it. I just didn't want to lose my job, and it'll be so hard to find another one.
All right, Bessie, you're coming with me.
Next day, Pasco and Mr. Tucker were celebrating with champagne and wine.
Thank goodness I'm not in jail like that stupid Bessie.
The newspaper said, Bessie had 12 weeks of hard labour, 6 weeks for lying to PC, and another 6 weeks for trying to get away with it.
I actually feel sorry for Bessie.
Back in the jail, Bessie was in love. Was in her cell with her cellmate, who was called Orlando Bloom. But Bessie was in love with her cellmate, and Orlando Bloom was getting suspicious. Meanwhile, in the Swan, Miss Heverly is still not convinced. She cannot find another maid. She was worried that she would have to stay with the same maid. Suddenly, she saw a maid, but when she turned around, she was ugly.
Oh, bother. Well, I suppose I could work on my own for a while and look after the school on my own till I find a new maid. Yes, that's what I'll do. I don't need a maid. I can run this school on my own. It just makes your job even harder. You have to find more and more work every single day. I am going to run this school on my own, with no maid and no distractions, and no one to bother me.
Miss Haverly, are you sure you don't need my help?
No, I am working on my own.
The end!